Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And we apologize for not having our regular schedule met. But Landon, we're finally here. We are on our every Wednesday we're going to record a show schedule. And I'm excited about it.
I am very excited about it.
All right. We have a lot to talk about. As I don't know if you know this, Landon, but the NFL season is like a week away. We are this weekend, we have some college football, which I'm excited to watch. And then the following weekend, our Dolphins will take the field at home against Tennessee.
Yes.
All right. So what do you want to start with, Landon?
I want to start with the fact that we're 0-3. Now, you might be thinking now that I said that's negative. I really don't care about 0-3. I've seen the starters play. I think they've done well. And that's all that matters in my eyes.
Yeah, I think it's so funny with preseason because I watch Hard Knocks, which you're not allowed to watch because that's on HBO. And the amount of people who think the Cleveland Browns are going to be good after watching Hard Knocks, to me, like according to Hard Knocks, David Njoku is the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL. So I just think the preseason is such forgettable. I just want to get through it without injuries. And lo and behold, because no one who is going to be a major contributor to Miami is going to play in this last preseason game, other than Devontae Parker's injury and that awful concussion. All concussions are awful, but that awful hit that Jakeem Grant took. I hope he's okay, because I have high hopes for him in this season. I think we got out of this relatively unscathed.
I would agree. I feel like it could have been. It was kind of close with Jakeem, but we're lucky that it's just a concussion and it wasn't.
Well, concussions are serious. It's a brain injury, so not just a concussion. But yeah, I mean, compared to, like, you know, you look at Jacksonville. You were at the game, Landon, when Marquise Lee went down, and he's out for the entire season. And last I checked, they didn't exactly have a plethora of receivers, and now they lost their probably most reliable guy. We didn't have that type of injury yet, where last year we had injury after injury between Tannehill, between Raekwon McMillan, and the list just went on and on and on. We also had a hurricane, and this was a great point. I don't think you listened to Bill Simmons' podcast, but Bill, in his over-under podcast, which we're going to get to a little bit later because I have a major issue with it, but Bill said that every year, the past 4 or 5 years, it seems like there's a hurricane that affects week one in the season. So what does the league do? They have Miami open up at home again. It's like, can they just not have us open up at home and potentially, you know, the worst couple weeks of the hurricane season where maybe not at home? Can we not do that? Because we saw how that went last year, and that just continued to the spiral.
It really did. And it affected the entire Miami community.
Yeah, for sure. All right, I want to talk about Joe Baker, Landon. The rookie linebacker from The Ohio State University. Adam Gase has named him a starter. I had high hopes for Stephon Anthony. He has been awful this preseason. To me, he should probably not make the final 53-man roster. There's a reason, I guess, that he was a first-round bust and the Saints traded him. But what do you think of Joe Baker and the performance of Joe Baker and Raekwon so far?
I think they did a good preseason, and I think them as a duo on the field, they're going to be a really good linebacking core.
I hope so.
Startable.
Yeah, I hope so. My biggest concern, if we're thinking things that keep me up at night, which is there's two things that keep me up at night. Can you guess either of the two things, Landon?
No.
Okay, one is you playing Fortnite, because that actually has kept me up at night. The second thing is, can our linebackers tackle? Because it just seems to me that that's just been a recurring issue that has gone on and on, and I'm just sort of tired of guys not making the tackles that they need to make. So those are the two things.
I feel like the game plan that they've had recently against us, other opposing teams to Dolphin, is we're going to run the ball three downs, and then we're going to throw it deep, and we're going to score.
Well,
and
yeah. Yeah, because our linebackers don't tackle anybody. I am really excited about our two defensive ends between Quinn and Wake. And I still believe in Charles Harris. And if Andre Branch is your fourth defensive end, and I like William Hayes, I'm a little concerned about the guys up the middle because Phillips hasn't shown a motor, as everyone else has documented. But, man, pretty exciting stuff to see, you know, that Quinn and Wake, just the way they affected that game and that little burst against the Ravens. I know it wasn't against their full starting team. Joe Flacco wasn't even in there. But if that's the type of thing we could do. What concerns me week one is that Marcus Mariota is a very, very elusive running quarterback. And they have Derrick Henry, and they added Deion Lewis, who tortured us when he was with the Patriots. If those three guys are just playing dink and dunk and run pass option, RPOs and stuff, and our linebackers can't tackle and our defensive tackles can't get any push, that's not going to end well for us.
It will not. And one thing that I think the Dolphins need to develop is a run game ourselves. There's been times where we don't break 100 yards rushing. And that's concerning when you were passing the ball every time. And last season it was with a backup quarterback, so we went nowhere.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. And the one thing I don't miss about the Miami Dolphins right now is Jay Cutler. I wonder how he's enjoying his retirement. He's not going to be working in broadcasting like people thought he would last year. All right, Landon, a couple other things I want to get to, and then I want to hear some of your thoughts, have you been following what everyone's writing right now, because this is sort of the last dead week until we can get things going. Have you been following the stories of who's going to make the 53? Do you have any passionate arguments for or against anybody, or are you kind of like me and you're going to let the coaches and the GMs decide who the best players are?
The coaches will decide, because if it's really close and on the fence, if you're going to be on the 53 or not, odds are you're not going to be our number one player or like a big starter or an impact player. So I really don't take too much care into it, kind of like the preseason. It's just kind of there, and it's just another factor of the season.
Yeah, I think you're right on there. I think that the guys we're worrying about are third or fourth offensive lineman, fifth offensive lineman, the sixth receiver, even though I do like Isaiah Ford. If we get stuck where those guys have to be major contributors, something has gone wrong. Something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. All right, Landon. Coach Gase has taken a little bit of heat again in preseason for play calling. What do you think that the goal of play calling should be in the preseason? Should it be to execute things and score and build confidence in your team? Should it be trying to you know, hide things and just be very vanilla, or none of the above? What do you think?
I would kind of say none of the above. It'd be kind of a mixture. I would look back at the tape from last season, look at plays we did that everyone could see if they wanted to, what we did. In the opener, if Tennessee looked back, they could see that exact same play and run that in preseason. Because it's not like we're giving away something too secretive, but it's not like that play is super, like, important.
Okay. I just want to see Mike Gesicki start getting passes thrown his way when the regular season starts. I think that guy could be a difference maker and somebody unlike anyone we have had in a very, very long time.
I am very excited to see him play, and I feel like he's going to be the next big name in touchdown scoring.
Yeah. Hey, I know this news will already be old by the time this podcast airs, but the Jets supposedly have traded Teddy Bridgewater to the Saints. Now, why does that matter for us? Well, Teddy Bridgewater, I think, is a really good quarterback who potentially could have helped Miami. Armando Salguero had a great article about how close we were to actually signing him as a backup this offseason. And no, he's not going to supplant Drew Brees, but this does mean that Sam Darnold is going to be the starting quarterback of the Jets, and that means when we face them early in the season, we're going to be facing a rookie. What do you think about us facing a couple rookie quarterbacks right off the bat?
I think that's good for us. We'll take what we can get. Second game against a rookie quarterback, I mean, that's pretty good. The other thing I saw was the Packers re-signed Aaron Rodgers, and
yeah,
we're playing against the Packers.
So they weren't going to let him go, so you don't have to worry about that. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers is one of the best there is, and certainly well deserved for the contract that he got. Yeah, I just think it's interesting that if you look at that schedule for us and you sort of see how it breaks down, it'll be really interesting to me to see how potentially some of these rookies that we have to face could potentially be sort of tough for us, could be tough sledding for them, to kind of see what's going on there. But I'm just interested to see how we're going to face some of these rookies, because those are guys we've got to just dominate. We've got to be able to beat rookies early in their career.
Yeah, I would agree. I think week two, the Jets really probably haven't figured out their offense, considering what they did last season. And adding a rookie quarterback to the mix who doesn't really know the offense too well, that's only a positive for us.
Yeah, but I will say that that Sam Darnold looks like the real deal. He looks really, really, really good. So for once, I think that the Jets may have actually gotten it right, Landon, which is something we don't normally say about them, right?
Yeah. Just hopefully they won't be right. We can call them right after we're done playing them.
True. All right. What else do you have for me? Because I got a couple more things left, including my over and under rant that my good friend Bill Simmons took issue with Miami. A part of me thinks he did it just to get me riled up. But what other issues do you have? What other things you want to talk about?
I don't really have too many issues. Not too much happened this week going into the preseason. I just hope that, once again, in week four, I know not many of our starters are going to start, but I just hope no one gets injured, because there's just a ton of unneeded drama seeing your injury reserve list and seeing how large it is.
Yeah, no, that's true. I definitely like where we are in terms of health right now. That is definitely a good thing for both of us. That our team is definitely healthy.
Yeah, our team is very healthy. Just we haven't had the best luck in terms of people being healthy. So I'm just kind of waiting to see in the news someone gets injured in practice, someone gets injured in preseason, someone gets injured in week one. So I'm just kind of nervous about that.
Yeah. Well, there's only so much you can do to avoid injuries, and hopefully they're doing everything that they can. All right. So are you familiar with what an over-under is?
I am.
Okay. So the Miami Dolphins over-under, depending where you look at it, is somewhere in the 6.5 to 7 range. And Bill Simmons, on his great podcast on the Ringer Podcast Network, took issue with the Dolphins and predicted us to finish under that record, and just thinks we are completely, underachieving, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. That is nothing that I'm excited about. What do you think? If you're looking at an over-under right now, what do you think?
What record did they say under?
Under six, basically 6 wins or less.
Well, I mean, we play the Jets twice, so that's 2 wins. If you look at the schedule, I feel like we can beat the Bears and the Bengals. That's 4. Texans, maybe they'll have a chance. Once again, this is kind of like Deshaun Watson's rookie season over again. So I feel like that could be a possible win. And then we play the Colts, and they're all kinds of dysfunctional. So I feel like we'll get at least 6 wins.
Okay. I think we're going to go over that. I don't even think it's going to be close. But that is sort of where I am with that. I don't see any way where this doesn't happen. I don't see it. I don't see it, Landon. I think we're going to be pretty good.
I feel like we're going to be a good team. Hopefully a playoff team, but you can't say that this early.
Yeah. No, you're right. You're right, but we'll have to see. All right, Landon. So we both think we're going to be over that. I definitely also think that, there's just so many, things left to happen, right now, between now and the start of the regular season. I do think some of the issues that we have, especially with cornerbacks and stuff, that they'll get cleaned up, because I think we'll end up, scouring the waiver wire and picking people who are a little bit better than we currently have right now. Let's get to a couple other things. You need a jersey, and just so people who haven't listened to these other episodes, and why haven't you listened to the other Landon and Jeff shows? You can find the archive here on DolphinsTalk.com. But every time you get a jersey, Landon, what happens to that player?
The player leaves, or he gets traded, or something happens to him that ends up being worse than it was worth getting the jersey. Like, it was worse than me not wearing a jersey.
Right. So right now, you lost, last year alone, you lost Jay Ajayi, you lost Jarvis. Anyone else did you lose last year?
I mean, we lost Tannehill to injuries.
Yeah, Tannehill to injury. So the only guy who made it unscathed through your jersey jinx is Xavien Howard, which I am excited that you wanted his jersey right off the bat. So who is under jersey consideration for Landon right now?
So what I'm realizing is something happens to all the offensive players, so maybe I'm going to have to pick out a defensive player.
All right. Who do you have your eye on?
No one specifically yet. Maybe Raekwon McMillan.
Okay. That's interesting. Raekwon could be a good one. I tend to like defensive linemen. But the only Dolphins jersey that I own that I've had for many, many years is my trusted Dan Marino jersey, number 13. And there's nothing bad going to come out of that one at this point. And I don't know. I'm too old to wear jerseys. But I am curious if you have any ideas for which jersey Landon should get, either to help a player, to hurt a player, whatever. Leave that comment below. Mike Gesicki could be a good one too, Landon. I think he's going to be really, really, really good.
But I'm just hoping that if I get a jersey, he's going to get injured.
Yeah,
so
good
if we
point.
If I'm going to get one, I want to get that later than, like, almost after the season, like halfway through.
Okay. All right, I don't disagree with you on that.
To watch him halfway through the season.
Okay, that's a good move, and we're still targeting that late December Jets game as the game that we go to. There may be some movement on that, but we're still targeting that one, right, pal?
Yes, we are.
All right, well, Landon, next week we will be coming on Wednesday, just one day before the start of the NFL season with the Sunday game, where the Eagles get to play, and then we will right after that. We'll be able to dive in and do our preview of week one against the Titans. So what I want you to do is I want you to, between now and then, do some research and figure out who you think the best offensive player will be, the best defensive player, kind of the difference maker guys, have a prediction for that game. And then remember, we're competing with Mike. So we're going to make three picks against the spread. Mike is going to make three picks against the spread. And we're going to keep a season-long tally. We'll be keeping that tally here on this podcast. Right, Landon?
We will.
All right. Any final words of wisdom? Any thoughts you have going into the final exhibition game against the Falcons? Why don't you do this real quick? You saw the Falcons play last week against the Jaguars. Why don't you tell us what you saw from the Atlanta Falcons?
I saw a lot of incomplete passes and drop slider receivers. And again, their starting receivers went out. But maybe if that continues, this happened in the half where all the starters were playing. And it was the quote-unquote dress rehearsal. So they're not looking so hot.
All right. Well, the good news is that it's just preseason, right? It's just preseason. It doesn't really matter. Thankfully, we are getting closer and closer to the start of the regular season. Right, Landon?
Thank God we are. It's been kind of boring seeing preseason.
Yeah. And there's only so much Fortnite you can play, right?
I would agree with that statement.
All right. Here's one thing I want to do in this podcast. We'll do this at the end before you say goodbye. Give people one thing about Fortnite that they should know that maybe they don't know, because you are a pretty good player.
Building is very, very important.
Okay. I have no idea what that means, because not only do I not play Fortnite, but Fortnite is sometimes the bane of my existence as I'm trying to get my 12-year-old, soon-to-be 13-year-old son to do something. Right?
That could be true some of the time.
All right. Landon, why don't you wrap this one up for us?
That has been episode 6 of the Landon Jeff Show. I've been Landon.
And I'm Landon's dad, Jeff. And thanks for listening on DolphinsTalk.com. And we'll see you all next week as finally we're ready for the season.